Here we go. We'll start with the Mishnah. Yud Gimel Beis. Yud Gimel Beis, the Mishnah. You got the Mishnah? Yud Gimel on the Beis. The Mishnah. Hareini Nozir. Two cases of the Mishnah. There's Machlokes, by the way, there's a big Machlokes. We're showing them what's shot in the Mishnah. There's Rashi, there's the Hagah, there's Tosfos. Okay, so we're going to do, I think, the mainstream is what it says in the Gilyon. There's a Gilyon in the Rashi. And I think Tosfos also says like this. So we're going to do. I think what's the more popular mahalach in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir. Person makes two statements. I want to be a Nazir, and it's important what he says first. I want to be a Nazir, and then he says I also want to be a Nazir. The Nazir kisheyiyeh li bein. I also want to be a Nazir when I have a child. So this fellow is accepting upon himself a double term of Nazirus, a Nazirus right now. Number two. When he has a child, he wants, at that moment, it should begin a second term of Nazirus. So what happens? So since he said already know that right now he does not yet have a child. His wife is expecting, but his wife did not yet give birth. So right now, he says, Hareini Nazir, so he immediately begins...
Of course, if he doesn't just says Nazir, automatically that's 30 days.
Exactly. Stam Nazirus is 30 days. If you don't specify, it's 30 days. So therefore, right away, the halacha over here is hischel moine eshloi. So he immediately begins to count 30 days. Now what? And the achakach nolibein, and then the achakach nolibein mashlim eshloi. The achakach moine eshel b'nos. Let's take for example. He says, I want to be a nechamol. I want to be a nazir. And number two, number one, I want to be a nazir. Period. Very nice. Number two, when my wife has a child, at that moment, I want to be a Nazir. So right now, did his wife yet give birth? No. So right now, but he said, I want to be a Nazir. So he begins to observe his Nazirus immediately, without any delay whatsoever. 15 days into his Nazirus, he gets a call. Mazel
Why
tov.
Did you pick 15? The Magid Shir also said 10. 15.
You said 15? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Unbelievable. It was Mechad Baruch Shekivanti. It doesn't make any difference. How many times? But in the middle of the Nazirus, his wife, he gets word that his wife gave birth to a child. So now.
So the first Nazir, he says, I want to become Nazir right now.
Right away, he says two statements.
Right now, and the second Nazir is
right
when the baby
now,
will be born.
Right now, Hareini Nazir, which automatically means right now. And number two, that when my wife gives birth to a child, I want at the moment, going forward, from the moment that she gives birth, I want to trigger a new Kabbalas Nazirus.
Okay.
So he begins to observe his first Nazirus immediately. Yeah. He's 15 days into the count, and then he gets word that his wife gave birth to a child. So at that moment in time, it triggers a second term of Nazirus. So what does he do? Wait, that term will have to wait. Because since he is in the middle of his first term, and he said, Hareini Nazir, and he's already 15 days into the first term, the second Kabbalah term will have to be delayed until he finishes the first Kabbalah's Nazirus. Nazirus takes 30 days. He says, Hareini Nazir.
So he has to wait.
The next 30 days is occupied.
After the 30 days, then he starts.
So according to many of the Rishonim here on the page, after 30 days is over, he brings his Kurbanos.
He shaves his hair,
and he brings his Kurbanos. And immediately after he finishes bringing the Kurbanos, he right away starts the second Nazirus that was triggered because his wife gave birth to a son. Good? Simple. This is very simple. Now comes the more complicated case, which takes up the whole daf.
So one second. Hizchamoyne Shalai, did you learn already?
Yes, I read these
So
words.
Again, Hizchamoyne Shalai, V'achkakak noided loy.
Then he had a baby. The baby was born in the middle, day 15.
After 50, yeah, okay.
After 15 days, so he's in the middle. So what does he do?
Mashlim
Eshaloi.
After the 30 days.
He finishes the 30 days.
I'm sorry, Mashlim Eshaloi. After the 30 days.
Now we go to case number two. This case is where we get into all the problems.
Yeah.
This is where the world comes to an end. Hareini Nazir Kishayi Libein V'Nazir. So he makes two statements. First statement is, I want to be a Nazir Kishayi Libein. Okay, so the first statement is, I'm a kabbal upon myself at this moment in time to be a Nazir when my wife gives birth.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, she didn't give birth yet. And by the way, the Nazir, I also want to be a Nazir. Mm-hmm. Now, what's critical is the order. Mm-hmm. He said, Stam Kabbalas Nazirus, after he was a kabbal upon himself, Nazirus, if his wife will give birth. So now, right now, his wife did not yet give birth. So why waste the time? There's no need to waste time, since he was mekabel upon himself also in addition to nezius. So right away, hischel moine eshaloi. But then, let's say 15 days into his kabbalah in the nezius, his wife gives birth. V'achakach meleloi bein. Oh, so now is where we have a different story.
Because he switched it, he first said...
Because since his primary kabbalah nezius was...
Because I'm showing
you this here.
Oh.
We're showing this here, and we have a basket.
Since he mentioned first, I'm going to cover the Nazir once I have a son.
Son. So in the meantime, does wife give birth? No.
No.
So in the meantime, why waste time? Right away, he begins to observe the Hareni Nazir, the second Nazir.
Yes, yes. But he said afterwards.
But then his wife gives birth 15 days into his observance of the Nazirus, the Stam Nazirus. His wife gives birth. So because he said, I want to be a Nazir when my wife gives birth first, that has Kedima.
Mm.
This has Kedima. It trumps.
Mm-hmm.
It trumps the Hareni Nazir.
And therefore?
So he has to now stop what he's doing. He has to stop. Maniach.
15 days is...
Maniach. He has to put it aside. Put those 15 days aside. Maniach esh. He's a big mach like this. We'll show him what the Gemara means. Mishnah means. Maniach esh shaloi.
And it starts...
He has to right away begin to count 30 days. Maniach eshaloi. Umoina eshel benoi.
No. Maniach eshaloi. He has to stop and then start counting from when the son was born.
Right, immediately in the middle. So he's 15 days into the middle. 15 days.
He has to start again from one.
Oh, no. Okay, let's see. Let's see. Not so simple. Umoina right away, because he said first, if his wife will give birth, he will be a Nazir. That takes Kedima.
And that 15 days is included, the 30 days of the son?
No, it's not included.
Okay.
It cannot possibly be included.
So, okay.
Because the Kabbalah was only from the...
So null and void, forget about the 15.
It's not null and void. We'll see the Gemara. That's what complicates. So, Moine es Shel Benoi, he counts Shel Benoi. And after he finishes the 30, then the Acharkach Mashlim es Sheloi. Now, what does that mean exactly? So, there are really two. Let's see the Gilyon. Okay, look at the Rashi and the Mishnah. And look at the Gilyon, and go down.
Where's the Gilyon?
Look, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, I think Toysa says the same thing as well. But let's see over here in the Gilyon. Let's see in the Gilyon. It's before it gets white. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, seven lines before it gets white. Gilyon.
Oh, okay.
Gilyon.
Who's this Gilyon?
The margin. I don't know who it is.
Okay.
So he writes over here.
Well, this mem
means Moiri, my Rebbe. Moiri means, it means over here on the side, is Gimel. It says it stands for Umipi HaMoire. The Rebbe.
Nay.
The Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe?
This is Mefarish.
Who is the Rebbe? The Mefarish is telling us, the Rebbe told me the following. Who's
the Rebbe?
We don't
know who that is.
I know, maybe we do know. I didn't do the preparation.
Okay.
Probably we know who the Rebbe is. This is not the first time. We already had it a few times. In this Masechet Rebbe Moira.
Okay.
Umipi Hamoira. Tohoil v'kibul olav nezirus shaloi t'chila. And this goes, we review the two cases. We're coming to contrast the two cases. We get this Gilyon now, the whole Gemara was set for the whole daf. Okay, just get this Gilyon, then the whole daf goes like butter. So umipi moiri. The first case of the Mishnah, he said, Hareni Nazir.
Yeah.
And then he said, I also want to be a Nazir if I have a child.
Yes.
Mashlim Esh Shaloi, so he has Kedima. Shehi Megaleach Bein Tayim. He's up to day 15. And then his wife gives birth. Doesn't make a difference. So his wife gave birth. So what? He's first mashlim. He finishes first. Then he shaves. That's the key words. The key words are according
What's
to.
What's the name of the time?
What?
It says been a time.
In between one and two. After he shaves and brings the kavanos, he's going to bring. He observes the second Nazirus for his wife giving birth.
What about karbanos? Does it bring karbanos? Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Although Rashi doesn't say this, okay.
When it says Megalech, it automatically means karbanos.
Okay.
The Ilu B'Seifa, the next case is where he says first, I want to be my wife's birth, and I also, V'Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, V'Ilu B'Seifa, the Kabbal Nazir Shal B'Noi Techila. Michael Lahamoyre, the Rebbe who told me this Mishnah, going to Nazir Shaloi, Havu Shal Chamisha. Okay, that Rahi's bothered. What does it mean, mashal? Because you hit the nail on the head.
Right.
You hit the nail on the head is because over here, if it was only 15 days, he mamash hit the nail. If it was only 15 days that he observed for his nazirus, and then his wife gives birth, so he has no choice but to immediately begin to observe a term of nazirus for his wife because of the baby.
You talking about the sefer of the
second part of the Mishnah. What's the second part of the Mishnah? What's the order? The second part of the Mishnah is where
Vinazir. Yeah.
So now he's wasting time. Right now, his wife did not yet give birth, and he anyway has to.
So his chavon is shleiv achin noy loy ben. So he types meniach shleiv, meaning.
Yeah, that means everyone. You have to stop. He has to stop what he's doing, and he has to immediately begin to observe the nazirus for the ben.
Right.
He finishes. Thirty days. He finishes
this, and he brings a carbon. He brings and shaves. Yeah.
Now, what does he do now? So he'll say, "What will he want to say? Listen, I already counted 15 days for my nazirus.
Nay.
So let me just count another 15 days
after the third day is up. Yeah,
15 plus 15 equals 30.
Comes along and he says,
"Now that you can't do. Why? Now what's the problem doing that? Why is that problematic?" The logical thing, if you don't know any other halachas, if you don't know anything, you would say, I already observed 15 days. I had to stop in the middle and observe 30 days for the ben.
Yeah.
I observed 30 days for the ben.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, what do I do now? You bring all the korban, you shave, you bring the korbanos. I have to be mashlim my neder. I have to be mashlim, finish up my nazirus.
Yeah.
How many days did I already observe so far? Knew how many days?
Oh, you're getting 15 days, let's say.
15 days.
Yeah.
So if you didn't know better, if you didn't know anything, you would say, I observed already 15 days. I'll observe another 15 days.
It doesn't work like that.
15 plus 15. Why not?
Because
when you shave your hair,
right.
You have to shave your hair on a growth of hair of 30 days.
Correct.
Kodosh yihye gadel peras.
And since he shaved,
yihye begematria shleishim. You have to shave. So since I shaved after 30 days,
correct,
for noilad libein, so that cuts off the
Exactly.
So I can basically, I lost out on the first 15 days.
Right.
The first 15 days goes out the window.
So mashal means he has to make up for those 15. He has to start all over
again.
So,
but that's not what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says mashlim. The word mashlim means, the translation of the word mashlim means.
Sometimes you find mashlim, you have to make up for that fast. When you fast.
You say lamash chidush.
No. Remember what it says, when a person has to be mashlim, if he didn't fast for whatever reason, a chas or whatever, he has to be mashlim next time. He has to make up from that. Mashlim the tefillah, he missed Shemana Esrei.
You need to have 30 days of growth in this context.
No, but I'm bringing it around. The mashlim means you have to make up.
Start all over again?
Yeah.
Okay,
you find this
saying,
concept, mashlim.
You're saying, I hear what you're saying.
Mashlim also means
okay,
you add your mustard.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but the Pashup shot over here, mashlim, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear fully what you're saying.
So what is he saying from his rabbi?
The word mashlim has a connotation of you're going to add what you didn't, you're not going to lose. You're not going to lose out what you already did.
Okay.
But it's impossible. If I only observe 15 days and I only need 15 more days to finish up,
yeah.
So there's no way I can count the 15 days I had before with the 15 days I have now.
Okay.
So in order to answer that problem, Rash the Moira says the case of the Mishnah is going when he said, we're leaving at a very critical point in the Mishnah, when he said, Hareini Nazir, if my wife gives birth to a child, he didn't just say, I want to be a Nazir. I want to be a Nazir for 50 days.
That's how he's in the Mishnah?
Yes.
He's talking about 50 days?
50.
For himself.
For himself. No. I want to be, if my wife gives birth to a boy, I want to be a Nazir for 50 days.
So is that on the Sefer? That's what the Sefer is referring to? Or just in general?
I'm sorry, what am I saying? I'm so sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. The other way around. I'm sorry, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm all confused. I'm sorry. For himself. I want to be a Nazir for myself.
He's asking on the Sefer, the Mishnah?
The Sefer, yes.
50 days.
So again, I want to be a Nazir. I want to be a Nazir if my wife gives
birth
to a child.
Why is he compelled to say that? That's what the Mishnah says.
Because then you'll be able to save those days that you counted. They're not going to go to waste.
Oh, I see.
Because if you said that you're going to observe for yourself 50 days.
I got it.
After you finish observing 30 days.
Yes.
Because of the Ben. Now that you finish. Wait one second. Mr. Rapport, are you here, Mr. Rapport? Mr. Rapport, do you hear me? Mr. Rapport, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you following with us?
Yeah.
Okay, brother. So this, the case now is going where it says, I want to be Nazir if my wife gives birth. How long am I going to be Nazir? I'm going to be Nazir for 30 days. The Nazir. And I also want to be a Nazir for 50 days. Now his wife is not giving birth. So what does he do in the meantime? Mm-hmm. Let's not waste time. He starts counting.
Yeah.
He starts counting even 20 days, up to 20 days.
Right.
Okay, and then his wife gives birth. Oh, his wife gives birth. She has kedima. She goes to the head of the line. Right away, he has to stop. He has to right away begin to count now for the next 30 days and the zeros of 30 days because he was makabel upon himself that if his wife gives birth to a ben, I'm going to be a nuz for 30 days.
Yeah.
He then finishes that nezirus. He cuts his hair. He brings three korbanos and he's done. Now, he has to resume. He has to resume his nezirus. Mm. What was his nezirus? 50 days.
Okay.
So how many days? Let's say he observed, make it a round number, 20 days. So how many more days does he need to observe?
30.
Okay, so I'll now observe 30 days. Here you can be mashlim. Because 30 days is a valid number of time, is a significant number.
He didn't fulfill it, sort of like a nether of
he
the
did.
Other 20 days.
It is. He was 20 before, 30 now. I got 30 it. And 20 is 50. And because you have a
30 days.
You have a 30 day period of time that was not disturbed, consecutive. So you can be Mekayim Kodoy Shiye Gadil Parasarai Shai on those 30 days.
I got it.
So therefore, here you can be Mitzarev, but Ein Hochinami. Let's say he was Mekabel for himself, Stam, only 30 days.
Yeah.
Then, like you were Mechavim immediately, the first days are out the window. They're lost.
Right.
Because they're totally lost. Okay, so look at the Moira. Look at the Moira one more time. Read it one more time. What it says, Umi Piha Moira. The Gilioin. Umi Piha Moira. The Hoyle Sins. The Kibel of Nazirus Shaloi Tchila. On the first part of the mission, what was the order?
He's Mekabel Naziris first.
He's Mekabel Naziris first.
Mashashashalai.
Shemegalech The Elu Besefer. Now, when it comes to the Sefer, what was the order? What was the Kadima? The Kabel Naziris Shalomet Chilo. Mikey Lo Bahamoira. My Rebbe. My Rebbe taught me. Kagoin Dinaziris Shaloi. Hoyu Shal Chamishin.
Yeah.
Now, does it say that in the Mishnah? No. It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Ika Chosam and Asefer. That's why you can be mashlim because the e loy tema hachi lo have nezius klal. There's no nezius old because why not? The kevon since the hifstik eshel loy vehischel eshel benoy the gilach su loy pashu lei kidei gidul seyer. If you are you going to have stam Thursday, you don't have left over.
Oh,
you don't have left over 30 days. You cannot shave your hair unless there were 30 consecutive days that you did not cut your hair. The kaimulon above the seifa, the soyser as the kaimulon above the seifa, the soyser as I call them ain sham kedei gidul seyer. The seifa means the next mishnah. We're going to learn in the next mishnah. That if you don't
when it says Ein Shom Kedei Gidol means 30 days in order to shave.
You don't have
that's
left.
That's a lashon.
Right. You don't have left 30 days. If the case is going where your nezius was exactly 30 days and you observe 15 days and you only have 15 days left to go, then your first 15 days goes out the window.
Yeah.
Why? Because in order, because we're going to learn in the save, which means later in the parrot, that you can only bring korbanos only if you have 30 consecutive days.
Right.
The Imtoimar. The Bosar Shemoina Esh Shel Benoy Lo Ligach. Now he's asking Akasha, why don't we go learn like what Rashi on the top of the page says? Okay, he's coming to the Bavon, another Mahalach in the Mishnah.
Right.
Why don't we say, don't shave? Let him observe 30 days.
One second, we're talking about the Sefer now?
Right, turning the Sefer. He's asking Akasha, what he's saying over here is a tremendous Doichik. The Moira. What's the Doichik of the Moira? The doichik of the Moira that it's adding into the Mishnah something that it does
that's
not
50,
say.
Right.
50 does not say the number 50 in the Mishnah.
Right.
So why don't we say it's Tam 30-30? And I have a solution. You know what the solution is? After the person breaks to observe observes the Nezirus for Benoy.
After it's finished, yeah.
He'll wait. He won't bring Korbanos. He'll just wait. He will wait.
Nee.
He'll count another 15 days. For Hashlama, and then
yeah.
Let him. He again. 15 days. He stops. He then immediately observes. He observes the Nazirus for the Ben.
For another 15 days, yeah.
And then after he finishes 30 days for the Ben, he'll observe another 15 days. He will not shave. After he finishes the 30 days for the Benoi, he'll pause. He's not going to shave. And he'll right away do another 15 days to be mashlim. So now
another 15 days.
15 days.
Oh, yeah.
And now.
One second, that's not.
He won't shave. He won't bring in the korbanos.
Why? What's happens 15?
Because he will be mashlim for the first 15 days, but before the benoi.
For the benoi. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So 15 plus 15 is 30. So sachakol.
So you're telling me the 15 is going to be used for the benoi? Is going to use for his own naziras?
No, you cannot. No.
That's
you
what
cannot
it sounds
do,
like.
No, you cannot do the nazir. Nachamol the case. I want to be a nazir for benoi. I want to be a nazir for myself.
Yeah.
In the meantime, his wife did not give birth, so he counts 15 days for himself.
Right.
Then his wife gives birth. What does he do now? Immediately, he has no choice.
He continues.
No, he doesn't continue.
Oh, I'm
immediately
sorry.
Immediately, he begins to count 30 days for benoi.
I got it.
When he finishes the 30 days for benoi, he should not shave.
Okay.
Should not bring korbanos.
Yeah.
And just now immediately observe another 15 days to be mashlim, the first 15 days.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So now he will have gone 60 days.
Who learns like that? Rashi and
Sefarsh? Asking Kash. The Lord was asking Kash.
Why do you have to go? Yeah.
Because it doesn't say anywhere 50 days in the Mishnah. Now what will be now? He will have observed 60 days nonstop. Non-stop.
But could you do
days.
That?
That's the
you're
question.
Violating,
why not? What are you violating?
Because you have to shave after.
So now
days.
You'll shave and you'll bring two korbanos. You'll bring two sets of korbanos. You'll bring six animals. You'll bring one set of korbanos.
One second. Every nazir you bring, how many korbanos?
Three korbanos.
So you're not going to shave, and after his mashlim day, he's going to bring six korbanos, and he's going to shave them.
We'll bring two sets of korbanos. One for nazirus number one.
Got it.
And one for nazirus number two.
And like this, you haven't violated.
And one shaving.
So I guess he hasn't violated.
Because you're only allowed to shave if you have a growth of here of 30 days.
I got it.
So why can't we have a solution? 15, okay. So 30, 15, shave and bring two sets of korbanos.
So what's the,
that's the cash of the money.
And he just has to observe another 15 days.
Right.
And then shave and bring six.
One shaving and two sets of
korbanos. I got it.
So that's the Moira's cash. That's the kasha. So the kasha over here is, he has like a Vim Toimar. Vim Toimar, the boss are
shaving. I lost the place.
It's the third wide line. Mr. Rapport, I can't see you. We like the Choyoinech Royois
Esmoinech. You have M time on the Batsu Shmaina.
We want to see. We want to see your handsome face. For Choyoinech Royois Esmoinech. Ki Be'or Ponecha. Oh, you found okay. I'm sorry.
Vim time.
Slicha. You can put it in the Batsu Shmoinech.
What do you think Shmoinech Shalbenoi?
He counts his son 15 for himself, then 30 for Benoi, and after Benoi.
Oh, Shemoyne counts, I'm sorry.
Counts.
Yeah.
Lili Galach. The Gemara says, Havadai.
And one second, you have to fill in the blanks, and then you just count just 15.
Right, another 15 days, and then he'll shave once and bring two korbanos.
How do you know that's what he's referring to?
That's what he's referring to.
It's very bekitzer here, then.
Havadai milsad
loyavshah.
Impossible.
Right.
This violates every yisoid in Masech to Nazir mitchilos of Yatzayf. It's the greatest of
it. So he's explaining why. Chada.
The kibloi v'havalei kimisha amar. He was Makabel. Havalek Misha Amar.
When was Makabel?
Nozer v'Nozer should sorich legalech bein zoy lezoy. The rules of Nazirus demand that after you finish a term, you immediately have to shave. Each term of Nazirus.
So remember, I told you this.
Demands its own shaving. He shomer lecha shev.
Is Kamish Amaharani Nazir v'Nazir?
He was Makabel two terms.
Shatzar Nazir v'Nazu. That means two sets of Naziris.
You cannot have one shaving for two terms of Naziris. Each term of Naziris demands its own shaving. It's a pasuk in the Torah.
So you, therefore, he's, therefore, he's, yeah, I'm sorry.
What does the pasuk say? He's Shamer Lecha Shev. Sheif.
What about Karbanos also?
That's for sure he's going to bring two Karbanos. The Moira's Kash, the Kash he's asking over here is, why don't we suggest you bring two sets of Karbanos, but don't shave in between one and the next. Again, the Kash was 15, 30, don't shave, another 15 days, and then you'll shave once and you'll bring two sets of Karbanos. Along comes Rashi.
How else do you do it then?
Oh, that's the answer. What do you mean you can't shave? The Gemara saying the kasha is, whoever told you that the shaving is so critical? The kasha is, he observes 15 days. Then his noila loy bain, 30 days for the bain. Don't shave. Don't bring korbanos. Don't bring korbanos and don't shave. Wait. Observe another 15 days to be mashlim your nezirus, and now you're at day 60. Shave once and bring two sets of korbanos, which are two terms of nezirus. What's so terrible? Along comes Rashi, the Moira, and says impossible, because the din of shaving is integral to the din of nezirus. If we only learn one thing tonight, it was kedai to come learn this yisrael tonight. It's not just a technicality. Oh. When you do nezirus, you have to shave again. But that's not the ikar. And shaving has a rule that you have to shave after 30 days. But it's not so important. Memela, in a case like this, 15, 30, 15, shave once and bring two sets of karbanos. Why not? Kamash malon the moire, no such thing. A chelik of the din of a term of nezirus, it has its unique giluach. The giluach of the nozer is sacred to the term of nezirus. If this fellow was mekabel upon himself two terms of nezirus, one for himself, one for his child, each nezirus demands its own giluach, and a giluach can only be after 30 consecutive days. After 30 days. So this guy got a problem. That's why we had no choice but to say the case of the mission is going where his private nezirus was 50 days. So then you can combine 20 and 30, and you can do a giluach, and we can combine, even though they were not consecutive, because since the giluach will be done after 30, you'll have a giluach. But if you want to go say it's going to be 15, then 30 for Benoy, and then to be mashlim the 15, and you'll say, just tell him not to shave, hold off on the korbanos, wait for the korbanos, and then we'll get to day 60, I'll bring two sets of korbanos and do one giluach. No way. Nice try,
right. Nice
attempt, but this, they're telling you a yesoid.
Okay.
The yesoid is every term of nezirus demands its own giluach. And a giluach needs 30 days.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question now.
Yes.
Forget about the benoi. He's makabel the nezirus for 50 days, yeah? Or for 60 days. After 30 days, he shaves. What happens then?
So it would seem, I don't know the answer, it would
I'm
seem...
I'm heading somewhere.
Maybe. It would seem that it's okay. He just keeps on going. Another 30 days.
Ah. You see,
because
from here,
at the end, because at the all you need to do a giluach at the end of nezirus, and a giluach can only be a good giluach if 30 days have passed without cutting.
So it seems
hair.
Like he could be mashlim if he messed up, he shaved.
Yes, yes.
He could continue.
Pashtus is yes. Yes, Pashtus is yes. He doesn't lose out.
Let's say he did 15 for himself. His wife gives birth. The case you brought before. Right? He did 15. He did 15.
And his wife gives birth. Now he does 30 for his wife. You're on mute. Mr. Rapport, you're on mute. I can't hear you. You're on mute.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you now. Now I can hear you. Now I can hear you. You're on mute again. I can't hear you. You're on mute again.
He's not here.
Just tap it once. Just tap it once. Yeah. You're on mute again. Look on your phone. Look, now it's good. Okay, talk now.
Oh, you
now.
Can see it there. Again.
Okay, so what happened to the first 15 days?
So we say they fall. They're lost. They're forfallen. They're gone. They're wasted days. There's nothing, those days are gone forever, they're wasted days, because you need to have 30 consecutive days. You cannot do a giluach unless 30 days have passed without shaving.
Okay, so he does the 31st son, he shaves, chagonis, and then what? Then he has to fill those whole 50
all over
days.
Again. Oh, no, that's the chiddush. So we have a solution. It says in the Mishnah, mashlim. Mashlim means we're going to combine together two different parts, A and B. The only way to make it possible to translate the word mashlim is if his original, if his nazirus was for 50 days. Then we can take whatever he did in the beginning and we can add it to the end. We can add it to whatever he does after 30 days. Because when he will be doing a giluach, it will be a giluach on 30 days. There's no problem combining a little here, a little there. You can always combine.
So he did 15 in the beginning for himself out of the 30.
Correct.
Long he comes, he has 30 for his son now. All he has to do is left is do another 15 for himself.
No, that he can't.
Make 30.
He can't.
Why? That will make 30.
No, because he did a giluach. After he observed the 30 for the bane, he did a giluach.
Right.
So now
he needs a new 30-day period.
He needs a new 30, not because he needs a new 30 for his private nazirus. For his private nazirus, he only needs another 15. But there's a technicality. Technicality is you cannot do a giluach unless you have 30.
So therefore,
he needs a new 30. So, but where will you have hechetim? So where you're going to end up using the original days? And that is where he said, I want to do 50 days for myself. I want to do for myself 50
Why
days.
Why put 50? Why not 40? Comes out the same thing.
Okay, you're right. We're just giving an example. Just nothing more than an example. Okay. You're right. It can be the same exact thing. You're right. There was another. But the only, we want to show that when it comes to Nazirus Be'etzem, you can combine a little here. The Nazirus does not need to be observed consecutively. You can observe a little here, a few days here, a few days here, and we can combine them together. But there's a technicality. Technicality is when it comes time to do a giluach can only be done if for the last 30 days you were in Nazir. Okay. So in a case where you're making a Nazirus for 50 days, I'll do 20 now. I'll take a break.
That's good enough.
And then we'll go on vacation. And then when I come back from vacation, we'll then do 30 days. And we'll combine the 20 days from the beginning with the 30 days later on. Now, I don't know if l'chadchil you can do this. We have to see more on the Gemara. But in this particular instance, where we're in the middle, you're doing another Nazirus, certainly it's going to be good.
Quick question. Like I said before, I mentioned that l'chayr, according to this, if a person comes to Nazirus for 50 days and he shaves, he violated an aver after 30 days?
Yeah, you're not allowed to shave. It is an aver. You're not allowed to shave. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed
but
to
shave. But l'chayr, you could be mashlim.
Kodosh is not. Bit l'asay. Kodosh yeh. L'chayr, after the fact. But the event.
L'chayr, because it shouldn't be any.
Tshuva. You do tshuva.
According to this.
Yeah. L'chayr, yeah. But you're not allowed to do it. It's a bitl.
Do we paskin like that?
Yes. It's a bitl mitzvah. I say, well, let's look over here. So this one, this one, the answer. Look at three lines.
Isn't
this
here a form of a nate?
Hey, I want to do the whole daf. The whole daf will go three.
Okay.
Look what it says over here. Three lines down. This question. You know this thing that you know the whole.
You're talking about the
three lines down in the Rash. The Vim Taimar.
Vim Taimar.
The Bas Hashemoyne Shel Benoy Loy Ligala. The Vim Taimar. Three lines when it gets wide. 1, 2, 3. The Vim Taimar.
Yeah. Vim Taimar. Yeah.
V'im Taimar, the Bazar Shemoyne Shel Benoy Loli Galach. I have a solution. Why should he shave immediately after the 30 for Benoy? Let him not shave. Let him push off the shaving. You can't do that. Because here the Rashi, whoever the Mefarish says something very, a yesoid in the Zeus. And that is, Havadai, Milsa Deloy Efsha, impossible. Chad number one. The kiblu vahava le kemish amar harini nazir v'nazir. Shetzarech, in this case, in essence, he was makabel upon himself two completely separate terms of nazirus. Mm-hmm. And that demands that each one needs its own giluach. Shetzarech legalech bein zo lezo. You have to shave in between. You have to, when you makabel two terms of nazirus, each one demands its own giluach, and you have to shave in between the first and the second.
Yeah.
So after 30 days of observing the nazirus for Benoy, he has to shave. Once he has to shave, 15 days is not going to be enough. You need 30 more days.
Yeah.
The oid, the midik, amar.
He's saying another thing why you can't say that.
Another reason why, another yesoid. Midik, amar, demaniach, es sheloi, umoine, es shel Benoy. Lemay milsuhu komaschil.
What does it mean?
You may niach. You abandon A and you begin B. What is the Mishnah coming to teach you? Lemay milsuhu komaschil es shel benoy. Ilav de lacy carbonoisav ulegalich bentayim. The loshon of may niach es sheloy umoyne automatically connotes that you must bring the korbanos also immediately. There are two dinim here. Number one, each nezirus demands its own giluach. Number two, each nezirus demands that you bring the korbanos immediately. You can't go do, you know, a person that's a nazir olam. So what do we learn? Every 30 days you're a nazir, right? Is that what we learned? The nazir. So you know what? I don't want to go to the base. I don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So you know what? I'll bring korbanos. I'll wait a whole year. I'll go once a year to the base HaMikdash and I'll bring 12 sets.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Each nezirus, you have to bring the korbanos immediately.
I thought loylem means forever, but every 30 days.
Right. So an example, a person, I want to be a nazir oylem. Nazir oylem means forever, every 30 days.
Right.
So can you wait once a year?
And loylem means like Zer Shimshon.
No. Nazir Shimshon is a nazir li oylem.
That's what I just said.
No, then this is nazir oylem. A nazir
oylem. Oh, by the way, you know, I found out Zer Shimshon, did you know that? And Zer Shimshon, you could be matama. A mace?
Oh, right.
Another so loyalim, you can't?
Only the here, right? It's a different type of nazir.
And you bring a rat, they bring a rat from Shimshon.
And you
he killed and he removed their clothing.
Right. Your mother
Magav Amasa.
You don't have to be a nazir Shimshon, your mother can do for you. Your mother can do for you. You don't have to do it.
What do you mean?
How did he become a nazir? His mother brought upon him the nazirus, not he
himself. While before he was born.
Merechem. So normally,
like Shmuel,
the whole din is Hareini Nazir. The whole din of Nazirus is Hareini Nazir. Hareini Nazir. Nazir Shimshon, when did he ever say Hareini Nazir?
Nay.
The Malach said to his mother that he should be a Nazir Merechem.
Nay.
So where was the Kabbalah's Nazirus?
Avshalom was a Nazir also, though.
He was a Nazir Lil Oilam. He wasn't a Nazir Shimshon.
Oh, Avshalom.
Alright, let's go back. He's saying over here, it comes out that according to the Moira, he's telling us over here that the case of the Mishnah is going when he was Makabal his private Nazirus, it was for 50 days. Where does it say in the Mishnah 50 days? Nowhere. Yeah. Nowhere. It's a tremendous doichek, this mahalik. Doesn't say anything. I want to be a nazir when my wife gives birth. And I want to be a nazir stam. All of a sudden, according to the Moira, the case is going, I want to be a nazir for 50 days. Doesn't say that. Furthermore, in the next Mishnah, we're going to talk about I want to be a nazir for 100 days. So there it tells you the numbers. So you see that when the Mishnah wants to discuss the case of numbers, it mentions numbers.
If Stam Nazir is 30 days,
yeah,
that's what the Mishnah is talking about,
Reini
Nazir.
Right.
Where did Rashi come up with the case of 50?
Exactly, that's because he has no choice. That's exactly what we're learning until then, because it doesn't make any sense otherwise, because there's no way you can be mashlim. It says in the Mishnah that after he observes 30 days for the Benoi, he's mashlim. He's mashlim. If the case is Nazirus Stam, you cannot be mashlim 15 and 15. 15 and 15 don't work because you need a Giluach on 30 days.
Right.
So therefore we have no choice. The only way we can make a Hashlama is he was Makabel for his private Nazirus 50. So then if he observed 20 in the beginning, he can now do 20, and then do 30 Libinoi, and then do another 30 to be Mashlim. 30 plus 20 is 50. And you can bring the Korbanos because you'll have 30 continuous days. So you can do the Giluach.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is it doesn't say this in the Mishnah. Ikar Chosar Min HaSefer. We're missing this. Doesn't say these words.
Yeah.
So v'chi tema ichach baba loy marry b'nezirus stam. This Mishnah we're learning over here.
Loy marry b'nezirus.
Loy marry b'nezirus stam. We're not dealing with 30 days.
Yeah.
Ela b'nezir chamishim. Lama lei demayse idach baba b'nezirus meya. So that.
What is he saying? Why doesn't?
According to what we're learning.
No, I'm just saying lama lei demayse idach baba b'nezirus meya. Meaning
the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is going to discuss the case of
Nazirus of 100.
Nazirus of 100
days, yeah.
In this Mishnah itself.
Yeah.
This Mishnah itself? No, no.
No,
the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah. So the next Mishnah discusses the case of a long Nazirus and talks about the sugya of Hashlama. So we know this already. All of this, the Chidushim of Hashlama, of combining.
We know in the next Mishnah.
The next Mishnah. So why are we bringing this down over here?
Right.
Say just once for what is repetition.
Right.
We have to come to the next Mishnah of 100. I can tell you another. There's going to be another Chiddush. There's going to be another Chiddush.
Here or there? The next
Mishnah.
Uh-huh.
The next Mishnah.
The what?
It's going to teach you that until you get to 70. You're not going to lose. I don't know that case here. We have to get to that case. I don't learn the case here. I don't know. I didn't get so far in preparation. There's going to be a new Chiddush in that Mishnah, okay, which we have yet to see what the Chiddush is. We'll come across it. Okay, now that we got the Gemara down, now let's go to the Gemara very quickly. Boy Rava. Okay, new case. Boy Rava. Hey, Gemara. Boy Rava.
Omar.
Hareini Nozir. This is a variation of everything that we have just learned in the Mishnah. Boy Rava. Omar. Hareini Nozir Liachar Eshem Yoyim. A person now, instead of saying, I'll wait until my wife gives birth. This will be like an induced labor.
No. He says, I'm going to become a Nazir after 20 days.
Right. We're scheduling a Shabbos bris.
No, I mean, it's nothing to do with the child.
What? I'm just joking.
Oh.
The guy says, I want to begin my term of Nazirus in exactly 20 days from now. Okay? Look at the calendar.
So what's that lacha? It only starts only
no
after
problem.
20 days.
What's so terrible? You can do it.
And we have to wait after 20 days.
I hereby starts. You put it on the calendar. I hereby accept upon myself that my Nazirus should begin in exactly 20 days.
Yeah.
And by the way, I want to start another Nazirus.
Yeah.
I want to start another Nazirus right now that should last for 100 days. Now, isn't that the same case of the Mishnah? Hear the case of Nachman. I hereby accept upon myself a Nazirus should begin for 30 days, but it should start in 20 days from now. Okay? That's almost like saying, I want to be a Nazir when my wife gives birth. I know my wife is going to give birth approximately in 15 days, so I'm a Kabbal that when my wife gives birth, I will become a Nazir. Here, instead of saying, when my wife gives birth, you put it on the calendar. I want to be a Nazir, and I want it to begin in 20 days from now. Okay?
Yeah.
Isn't that very similar to the case of the wife giving birth?
Yeah.
Okay, the wife giving birth is not an absolute day. You know, the doctor says she'll give birth within about 15 days from now is her due date, and if she doesn't give birth, we'll make it happen. Don't worry. Okay, so here the guy says, okay, very good. I want to be a Nazir in 15 days from now on the calendar. In the meantime, what am I going to do in the meantime? You know what? Let me, in addition, be a Nazir right now. And I want to be a Nazir, if you know how long? For 100 days.
Yeah.
100 days in Nazirus.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. You're being a Nazir for 100 days. You can't be a Nazir for 100 days. Because you know that in 20 days from now, you're going to have no choice. You already will makabel upon yourself in Nazirus in 20 days from now. So it's going to interfere.
Yeah.
So what would you say? So based on what we learned in the Mishnah, it's very simple. The way we learn Shah in the Mishnah is, observe a Nazirus for your personal Nazirus for 20 days.
Not for 20 days. After 20 days, 30 days.
No. Let's review the case slowly. A person says,
after 20 days,
I want to be a Nazir and it should start after 20 days. In the meantime, I'm bored. So you know what? I want to be a Nazir right now for a very long time. I want to be a Nazir for 100 days.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So isn't this basically exactly what we learned in the Mishnah according to the Moira? What was the case of the Mishnah? I want to be a Nazir when my wife gives birth. And I also want to be a Nazir right now for 50 days.
Yeah.
Didn't we just learn that?
Yeah.
So what is the halacha? What do we learn according to the Moira? How you learn Shah in the Mishnah? You're a Nazir right away. And then when his wife gives birth, 15 days later he stops.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say 20 days later he stops. And he observes 30 days in the Zeros Lebanoi. He shaves his hair.
Yeah.
He brings korbanos. And then he's mashlim. He's mashlim.
Right.
How many days is mashlim? Another 30 days.
Right.
30 plus 20 is 50. And he shaves a nochamo second time and brings a new set of korbanos.
Right.
This is exactly the same thing.
Right.
Exactly. I want to be a nazir and I want it to start in 20 days. And also, I want to be a nazir right now, a nazir, for 100 days.
Me.
So what does he do? He observes 20 days.
Right.
And then it starts the second, the nazirus, the first nazirus that he said.
Yeah.
And he observes that for how many days? For 30 days. Yeah. He shaves his hair. He brings korbanos.
Yeah.
And then how many more days does he have to be mashlim?
70.
80. 80.
I'm sorry. 20, 80. 80. 20, 80 years.
80 days.
80 days.
So what's the big deal?
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
The boy then?
Exactly. That's the kasha. But that was really Rashi's question. What's the boy? Based on the pshat that we learned in the Mishnah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So this question really is totally redundant. It's totally redundant. No. Totally redundant.
So
exactly.
You said before later Mishnah. I mean the Gemara.
Right,
yeah,
Gemara.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Totally redundant. Basically the Mishnah. That's why we're not learning all the Rishonim. There's another Mahalchim I learned in the Mishnah. The way we learned the Mishnah, we've already discussed this case in all of its glorious details. Mr. Rapp, are you with me?
Yep.
I will show Lima, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Boy Rava, Omar, Hareini Nazir Liacha Eshem Yoim. And A-N-D. I also want to accept upon myself a second term of Nazirus, and it should begin Me'achshav. And how long should it be? Me'a Yoim. Now we know the answer to this question already.
Yeah.
But the Gemara says, Mahu. But the Gemara's Kinech is Mahu. Cave on the Holland Me'a Be'eshen Lo Yisholmen. There's no way you can go.
What does Holland mean?
These. The Holain, these. These me'or, these 100 days cannot possibly be fit into 20 days. The holin me'or be'esrin lo sholmin cannot fit into 20 days.
What do you mean cannot fit? You can be mashlim. You can.
I want to observe a nazirus for 100 days.
Right, right.
I only have 20 days until the other nazirus starts.
Yeah.
So there's no way you can squeeze in 100 days into 20 days.
Yeah, right.
There was a time though that you could do this. Chanukah says in the Gemara that the Chanukah, what was the miracle of Chanukah? Was the miracle of Chanukah that the candles lasted for 8 days? Or the miracle was Hashem took 8 days and compressed them into one day? What was the Chanukah miracle?
It was enough only for one day.
And it lasted for 8 days?
Yeah.
So it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, B'chof hei b'kislev, tamnei yimei Chanukah inun. The Gemara says, On the 25th day of Kislev, there are 8 days. 8 days are compressed into the 25th day of Kislev. That's what it says in the Gemara.
That's what it says
in Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah adds in one word. B'chofei b'kislev maschilin tamnei yimei Chanukah. He adds in a word. But by Wolfson, he has a whole beautiful Torah and it says that the miracle is really the whole. What is the miracle? Is the miracle that the Shem lasted 8 days, or is the miracle that Hashem compressed time into one day? Okay, not for now. But it really, if you want to elaborate upon that sugya, it's right here in Masecht Nazir, from all places. Masecht Nazir, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where it says that you have only 20 days left. And you cannot squeeze 100 days into 20 days. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Right, right.
You can't do that.
Maybe.
Okay, according to the way that the basic laws of nature, you can't squeeze in unless you go to another planet. If you go to another planet where time travels different speeds, this is an unbelievable Gemara. You can go. You can take this Gemara, and you can give a follow up. You know some science, the theory of relativity. It's unbelievable stuff. Alexander Hull, he's into this stuff. He has some very ridiculous stuff about this type of stuff. So therefore, the Gemara says a tremendous chiddush. Here the Gemara says, lo choylin, your words are nonsense. If a person says, I want the Nazirus to start in 20 days from now, for 30 days. And in the meantime, let me start in a zeros for 100 days. It's nonsense. You just made a statement that makes absolutely no sense. And the rule is, if you say nonsense, we throw you out. It makes no sense.
Right.
You hear?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. So therefore, the Gemara is question. So therefore, the Gemara wants a lochaylin oy dilma, or maybe we can say as follows: Kaven, since the isle gidul sayar labesoif choylin. No, we can combine the two together. In other words, what we learned in the Mishnah, the way we see we have the benefit of learning the gilyon, the moire, umipiha moire, and according to the way the piha moire taught us, we now know what this means. It means I'll start 20 days. I'll break for the 30 days of the Nazirus that I said.
Yeah.
And then when I'm finished those 30 days, I'll shave and I'll bring korbanos.
Yeah.
And then I'll be mashlim. And how long will the hashlim? 80 days. 80 is more than 30.
Or you don't keep the list like Gittel Sar.
I'll have 80 days. 80 is more than 30.
So say it again. Don't keep the list like Gittel Sar.
I will have. What is Gittel Sar? What is Gittel Sar? Gittel Sar means 30 days. You cannot do a Gittel Sar unless you have 30 days. Right? A Gittel Sar. I'll have Gittel Sar Lebesoif Choylen. So it's not nonsense. It is not. It makes sense what you've said.
But the Gittel Sar, that means.
80 days afterwards.
Yeah.
You're going to start now 20 days. Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to do after 20 days? You're going to break. And what are you going to do after you break? What are you doing when you're going to break? You're going to observe how many days? 30 days.
Yeah, right.
And then when you finish 30 days, what are you going to do?
Shave.
Giluach, korbanos. And then what are you going to do? 80 days.
Right. So how
80 plus 20.
Oh, then we'll keep it this, like, you know.
Seir. You're going to have a Gidl Seir 80 days. When you finish, when you do the Hashlama, when you do 80 days, is 80 days called in the world of Halacha Gidl Seir?
What does Chaylin mean? Is it
Chaylin? Chaylin, your words make sense, and your two vows go into effect.
Right.
You're a double Nazir.
Right.
A Nazir for 30 days that starts in 20 days, and you're a Nazir for 100 days that starts today. Hayoim.
But when he says Kivin Dalan Meir Be'Asher L'Sham Loi Chay, I didn't understand that.
That's the first part. What's the first part? The first. That's the tzad to say that the Nazirus of 100 days is not chal. It does not have. It does not go into effect. You have no obligation to be a Nazir because your Kabbalah is invalid. In order to be a Nazir, you have to be Makabal Nazirus in a proper way. If your Kabbalah is defective, then you're not a Nazir. If a person says, I want to go...
Well, because since he mentioned first that after 20 days...
Right, so that means it's set etched in stone. In 20 days from now, whether you like it or not, you're a Nazir.
Right.
That's etched in stone. And then he says, by the way, I want to be a Nazir today.
So
it should last for 100 days.
So he said, do we say those 30...
Nonsense. It's nonsense. You can't fit 100 days into 20 days. So what you basically said was, I want to drink a cup of coffee. And you tell, when I said I want to drink a cup of coffee, I meant to say I want to be a Nazir. Nonsense. You have to accept upon yourself in the Nazir.
So what's that boy? A vada, you could be mashed on 80 with 20.
No, that's the Gemara saying. You're not even chal. The Gemara's question is, if a person, take a step. When you are mekabel Nazirus, you have to be mekabel it in an acceptable way. If you are makabal upon yourself in the zeros with words of nonsense, you're not a Nazir.
Right.
It's not chal. First, in 20 days from now, the clock starts.
Oh, I got you. Or do we say it is chal, but you have to wait after 30 days and then...
Because it does make sense. Why does it make sense?
I got it.
20.
I got it.
80. And the 80 is good.
So he's asking about whether the first 20 days, is that something...
He's asking a little bit more. He's asking over here that in the way you express yourself in this situation, you're setting yourself up for a problem. See, the case of the Mishnah is not as bad because you really do not know when your wife will give birth. Maybe your wife will not give birth so quickly, so you'll be able to get away with doing 50 days before your wife gives birth. Mm-hmm. You, in the case of the Mishnah, set yourself up for a disaster. It may result in a disaster, but it's not muchach that it's going to be a disaster.
In our Mishnah.
Now Mishnah.
I got it.
My wife give birth? Maybe she'll be overdue. Mm-hmm. Maybe I miscalculated when she was really pregnant from. So you're not sitting. But here, it's on the calendar. In 20 days from now, I start in the Zeus. And now, in the meantime,
so do we say the 20 days?
Is the boy is the Kabbalah.
Is it Chal Nazir?
Exactly.
Or it's not Chal.
Is it Chal, not Chal?
Okay.
Frag the Gemara, why do you have to ask this question? Benogea, the case of 100 days, you can ask the same exact question with the boy in Nazirus Mu'etes. Why do you have to ask this question when it comes to a Nazirus of 100 days?
Even less.
Yes, right. 30 days, 30.
Right.
The Gemara says, you're right. Ein ochinami. That's really what we meant to say. We really meant to ask a double question. He explains.
Chada?
Migoy chada, kami baile. You're going to become like a tzioni if you listen to me too much.
Nay. Chada, migoy.
Chada, migoy, chada. I'm not showing the nikudus over here in my Gemara. My Gemara has nikudus.
So what does it mean?
Chada, no, it means, chada means one. It's a double question. It's a question within a question. We will that im tim slamar. Okay, next turn of it. Im tim slamar. Nizirus muetis came on the asara yoimin hu diatirin losolik lay. It's not going to count.
What do you mean? I said again that if you're going to say Nizirus muetis.
Let's say you makabal upon yourself again. In 20 days from now, I'm going to start my Nizirus.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I have nothing to do. So I want to be a Nazir right now.
Yeah.
Now, how many days at most can you observe for your Nizirus?
20 days.
20 days. Now, then you have to stop. And you have to observe the other Nazirus.
Right.
You shave, you bring Kurbanos.
Right.
Now, what do you have to do now? You have left. You have to be Mashlim.
Yeah.
How much do you have to be Mashlim?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
How much? 10 days.
Yeah, okay.
Can you be Mashlim 10 days to 20 days?
Nay.
Impossible. Yeah. Why not? You can't be Mashlim 10 to 20 because you need 30 in order to do a giluach, you need 30 days.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So in the case, the Nazirus Mu'etes came that so yomin hu that you losolik lay.
What's that? Came that so yomin hu
10 days. Yeah, so yomin hu that you there are 10 leftover days.
Yeah.
So that losolik lay, they don't count. They cannot be included. Why losolik lay, losolik lay holein asara vaday. Vadai, im tim slam nazirus muetes. When it comes to nazirus muetes, kevon, since the asar yom hu diatirin, there are 10 days that are left over. Lo soluk le holein asara vadai. Certainly, you have to retranslate the words backwards. Certainly, it's not going to be a good nazirus.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a good nazirus. Why is it not going to be a good nazirus?
Because it has to be 30 days consecutively.
Exactly, but what about nazir meya yoim? Kevon the islay timonin yoim. There are 80 days. La besoif solkin le oloy. Yes or no? Now let's go for the im. Now the
that's the reason why you picked that.
Now we have to really go back a step. We missed a critical step of the Gemara. Let's look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi over here. V'tiboylei nizirus muetes.
Yeah.
Kigoyin diyamar. Hareni nozir liyacha eshem loyim umei achshav nozir stav.
Yes.
Dishloishim nami bi eshem loy sholmei.
Dishloishim nami uchem loy sholmei. V'loy
choylei. And memela it's nonsense.
Yeah.
Here's the point. This is the important part. So the Kabbalah is invalid. The person has no obligation whatsoever to be a nozir.
Yeah.
Because his words don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Oy Dilma, no. La alter choylin, umegaleach achas. Now, this is this is where it's getting confused because this is not the Gilyon. This is where we get all mixed up because he's now vacillating between the Gilyon and his own pshat.
What is vacillating?
That's why it's not a good idea to read this Rashi. We have to be consistent with the Gilyon.
Okay, forgive me. I have to. I'm sorry.
All right.
God.
All right, so let's look at Toisvis. Look at Toisvis.
Oh, I was looking for Toisvis.
Toisvis explains what. Ad kan hago. Okay. Boy Rava, harina oidil makem this legit lose of koilo. With boy lay nizirus muetes. Look at the very bottom of the page. Mr. Apple, you still at the very bottom of the page on Toisvis. With the boy lay nizirus muetes perish. Stam nizirus, to who shloishim yoim, who going to amahari nazir li achar eshim. Oh. Here's how Toisvis learns the case. Who going to amar. Hareini nozir la'achar eshem yoim v'nozir me'ata ichoy la'hashla v'yimne eshem yoim v'yaniach minyin zeh v'yimne shloishem yoim v'yimne asor yom la'hashlam nizir shishoyna v'lo yigaleach at shishim hashlam hashem. Exactly what the Haggad Gilyon said v'im toimar He's saying here that the imtimer of the Gilyon and the imtimer of the Gilyon thoroughly rejected what Tosfos just said. What it says here in Tosfos is really the kasha of the Gilyon. So how then will the Gilyon learn Shat in this Gemara? Because he says, Mamash Rakeh. Unbelievable. So you have to go weiter. I gotta stop here. All right. Thank you for coming, Mr. Rapport. Have a wonderful good night. Thanks.
Okay. Good night, Ricky. I'm going to go to the hospital.